we find something interesting in the parasha. Mitzad Echod, we find that the battle between Yaakov Avinu and Esav was an all-out battle between Tov and Ra. That we see a number of interesting things. We see, for example, Vayisroitzu Habonim Bekirba, that when they were still in their mother's stomach, like Rashi says, when they passed by Beis HaMedrash, Yaakov Avinu wanted to go out. When they passed by Beis HaAvodah Zarah, Esav wanted to go out. What's the pashat that teaches that? That when they were still in the mother's stomach, when they weren't born yet, each one was already running. What's the pashat of Shah in that? The pashat of Shah in that is that the etzem muhus of Esav was a muhus of Ra. And the etzem muhus of Yaakov Avinu was a muhus of Tov. And like a magnet, Esav was drawn to Avodah Zarah. That means you're talking about the baby that wasn't born yet, he doesn't have seichel yet. But there's a metzias of Ra there. So the metzias of Ra is drawn like a magnet to Avodah Zarah, and the metzias of Tov. To say, stating them in this unusual description, in this unusual situation, stating them that there's a metzias of Tov and Ra in the most absolute, the most deepest, and the most clearest way. Ad kedei kach, that in their mother's stomach they're already fighting and battling and pulling and kicking and shoving. Ad kedei kach. We see weiter in the parasha that she went to Lishol as Hashem, and he told them, "Lo'oim Meloim Yemotz." Rashi says, "What's a Lo'oim Meloim Yemotz?" Rashi says there can't be a matziv in the Bria that Yaakov and Esav, the Yaakov and Amalek are both up. Lo'oim Meloim Yemotz. If one of them's up, the other one's down. If one of them's down, the other one's up. What's the pshat that we don't find it anywhere else? The pshat is because we're talking over here about the battle, the milchama between Tov and Ra be'etzem. Tov and Ra can't exist together. Esav is the mahus of Ra. Esav is the mahus of the Yetzer Hara in the world. And something which is be'etzem, intrinsically Ra, Ra and Tov can't exist together. The two things can't live in the same world. Is the Tov can only exist if the Ra is down, and the Ra can only exist if there's a decrease of Tov in the world. We don't find it, by the way, with any of the other Amim, with any of the other Kaychas of Ra in the world, all the other Goyim. We don't find that relationship, an interrelationship between Klal Yisrael and Amalek, that Roimi is only up when Klal Yisrael is down and vice versa. The answer is because this is the Mahus of the Ra in the world itself. That's why we find, for example, that there's an Inyan of Timcha Zecher Amalek. I don't want to get the element to a Shabbat Zohar mood over here. However, it's early still. But Timcha Zecher Amalek, the Inyan of Mechias Amalek that we don't find anywhere else, is because in Amalek there's no Tov. In everything else that exists in the Bria, there's a mixture of Tov and Ra. In Amalek there's no Tov at all. Like we find, Taka, that when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, the whole Bria was nispal from the nest of Kriyas Yamsuf, except for Amalek, Ashekor HaBaderech. The pshat is, because the Mahus of Amalek is against Tov. So it's not a logical thing. It's a ruchni is the force in the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that a person should have Bechira, that a person should be able to choose. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created huge mega forces of Tov and Ra, and the force of Amalek is against Tov for no reason. That means the whole Bria, which had a shtickle logic, the Bria which has a shaykhis to Tov, so Chil Ochaz Yeshe Peloshes, the whole Bria saw Kriyas Yamsuf. But Amalek, whose whole Mahus is against Tov, so it doesn't make a difference that there's logic in it. But that's his whole job. His job is to make a zilzul in Kedusha. His job is to be mizalzul in that which is good, to hate that which is good, because that's his job, because there's the etzem of Ra. That's the kerach of the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is Ra. Yetzer Hara is bad. The Yetzer Hara is a zilzul in Kedusha. The Yetzer Hara is the mahus. In other words, not the pshat that a person, for example, has a taiva, so meila, he pushes away toiv. That's one darga. That's not the darga of the Yetzer Hara. The darga of the Yetzer Hara is a much deeper darga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korei Ra. The darga of the Yetzer Hara is a darga that even in a makom where it's completely logical after a Kriyas Yamsuf for everybody's being his ball, he's against it because he's against it. He's against Tov. That's the mitzias of Amalek in the world. That's what we see through all these nekudas, through the nekudah v'yisraetz abon and bekirba, that there's the etzema battle. That means, what are you fighting about? Your two babies sitting in your mother's stomach. The Teretz is because I'm Ra and I'm Tov. I don't need to grow up. We're be'etzem astira. Well, the oim elam yamet is be'etzem astira between Amalek and us. It's brought down the Zohar that the klipa of Amalek, the koyach of Amalek, is a zilzul in kedusha. Vayivez esav es habechayra. The ability to be mezalzul in that which is kodesh and that which is toiv, because that's his koyach be'etzim, for no reason. That's on one level. So the battle and the confrontation between toiv and ra started from the first second and continues on ad hayom hazeh. The two can't live together. That's on one hand. That's on one level. Yet we find something very interesting. And there are two chidushim in what I'm going to say. We find something very interesting. We find that when the Torah describes what is Esav, or how he started off, and what's Yankiv, the Torah speaks about it in a very low-key way. The Torah says, Yankiv ish tam yeshev alam. He sat and learned. And Esav was an ish sada. An ish sada, the Rishonim speak out, means a batlan. He wasted his time. He had a good time. Wanted to go here, wanted to go there, wanted to go bowling, wanted to go have fun, went out of town, went hunting. He was an ish sada. It doesn't say he did averus, doesn't say he killed anybody, it doesn't say he was ma'anis anybody, it doesn't say he stole anybody. It says that the Mahus of Esav was an ish sada. Ish Sada says the Ramban, says others, he wanted to have a good time. He was a field man. He was on the outside. He wasn't needing a patient to sit and learn. He wanted to have a good time. Is the Torah's Megalatos that all the Gefarlach Averis that he did came as a result of the fact that he was an Ish Sada? What's the Pshat in that? Is I think that the Pshat over here, what it says is, and it's brought down like this, is if the mahus of Esav is the mahus of anti-kedusha. That's his mahus. They can't live together even for 5 minutes. Because there's kedusha there, he can't be there. If the mahus of Esav is a zilzul in kedusha, that's the mahus of Esav. So I'm going to say something sharp, but it's 100% true. The biggest expression on a personal level of a zilzul in kedusha is a person who wastes his time. It means when the Torah wants to express the nekuda of where did it start, the zilzul of kedusha, the expression of a zilzul in kedusha, is a waste of time, a batlonus, a ishsada. The time is kaddish, the time is holy, the time could be used for dveikus b'Hashem, for avodas Hashem, for mitzvahs, for getting close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the zilzul of an ishsada, I'm going to waste it. I'm a zilzul, I'm not using it for anything. That the Mahus of Ra, which is not Kedusha, that's what the Mahus of Ra is not a positive thing, it's a negative thing. It's not Kedusha, it's a zilzul in Kedusha. The ability to throw everything away, the ability to say that nothing has importance. Not a Kriya Samsov, not a Matan Torah, not a Shakar Chabadar, nothing. Everything garnished. Bechayr is nothing. Mitzvah Tribe is nothing. Alpha is garnished. Elam Haba is nothing. It starts with, because the hour that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me of life is nothing. And that's the most precious thing a person has. So the shayrish of Vayiv is Esav as a Bechayr, the shayrish of all the Ra, of Lo'im Lo Yamels, the shayrish of being with Zalzul and Toiv, the shayrish of throwing it all away, because it's Toiv, starts when he threw away his hour when he went hunting. And the Torah said everything started there. That types them up what he was. The mahus of the Vayivis Esav as a Bechayr, the mahus that you are anti-Toiv, expresses itself in that you had an hour to learn and you went hunting instead. Yankiv Ishtam Yoshev Alim. That's the mahus of Toiv. The mahus of Toiv is using out the time to be Dovik Bashem, and the mahus of Ra is wasting your time. That's an entity of Ra. It's not a Zaytik Zach. We look at it not like that. We look at the word of Zaytik Zach. It's not Zach. That's the biggest zilzul. And the root of Esav, of all the anti-Toiv, the zilzul and Toiv, that's not a chashivah for him, started with a small maisa. Started with what looks like a trivial thing. He went hunting. But there's where lied the root of the zilzul in Kedusha. Time is Kaddish. Because Baruch Hu gives it for a Kaddish like a thing. And when a person uses it for Ish Sada, so that's already, you're finished. You're a mezalzul and Toiv. The shocking zach, but that's what it says over here.
And that was the root of all the anti-toiv of La'im L'Oim Yemats of Yisraelitz Abana Makir. But what was the Yisraelitz? What were they fighting about? He wanted to learn. He wanted to have a good time. So he has the toiv and the right. He could say Beseder. So he wasn't. We look at wasting time as not good. We don't look at it as bad. Beseder. Wasting your time. So you're not chapping the darga. So what's the big fight by Yisraelitz Abana Makir? But he wants to. He doesn't want to learn. Where's the fight? State that the not learning and the not using out the time and not leading a productive life is the mahus of ra. It can't live together with toif. And it's a tremendous chiddush for us. We don't look at it that way. We look at wasting time as a chisaron of a darga. He's not a balmaila. Oh, but not more than that. And does state that wasting time and living a life of having a good time or living a life of I want to live well, that and that's my goal in life, that's the mahus of ra itself. That's the biggest ra that could be. That's where it all starts. The Emes is a Mefurash Pasuk. It says, in the end of Bishalach, Vayilochim Amalek Bisho Berefidim. So Rashi says, famous Rashi, why Berefidim? So it says, Sherofu Yideya Me'atorah. They weakened themselves in Esek HaTorah. So Avada, the Pasha Pshat is, that everything revolves around Torah. Klai Yisrael's Chus is Torah. They were weak in Torah. Esav Amalek stepped in. But it's much deeper than that. The Nakuda of Rafu Yudeya Min HaTorah that Amalek steps in whenever there's a Rifyan. What's Rafu Yudeya Min HaTorah? Rafu Yudeya Min HaTorah is a zilzul in the usage of the time available for Dveikus Vakodesh Baruch Hu. Rafu Yudeya, say it. There's a zilzul there. It's not so important. There's other things to do. That's the Mahus of Ish Sada. That's the Mahus of Esav. The Mahus of Esav is a zilzul in Kedusha. If it would be so chashiv to you, if the toiv, if the ruchnis would have a chashivas by you, so it wouldn't be rafu yudeim. So when there's a rafu yudeim in a Torah, that's a simen of panemius, of epis, a lack of chashivas for toiv. When there's a lack of chashivas for toiv on any darga, Amalek steps in. That's Amalek. Amalek is toiv is nothing. Toiv doesn't have a value. Let's have a good time. And that, let's have a good time, is not a zaytik ezach. That's the etzem mahus of Amalek. You have less of a chashivas for ruchnias, that's Amalek. Amalek is ruchnias is garnish, ruchnias is nothing. Let's go for ra. So b'makom with is a slightest rifyan, which is rooted in not a chashivas of ruchnias, a little bit of ish sadakait. Wherever there's an ish sadakait, that's where Amalek is. That's the crack that he steps into. That's the vacuum he steps into. It's a vacuum. It's not a positive thing. It's a vacuum. There's a vacuum of ish sada. There's a vacuum of nothing. There's nothing going on. There's nothing that's important. Or it's not so important. Or it's not as important. Or it's not the most important thing. Whenever there's a lack of chashivas for ruchnias, which expresses itself in Torah, because it's the highest darga, that's where Amalek steps in. And it's a very scary limud for us. Because we look at wasting time as not a good thing, but we don't look at it as the mahus of ra, because we don't look at it as a zilzul of what we could do. And the reason why we don't look at it as a zilzul of what we could do is rooted in something else, because we don't have a chashivas of what we could get to, and we don't have a chashivas of what we could use the time for, and we don't have a, so we live in a state of rafu yudei min haTorah. And when a person lives in a state of rafu yudei min haTorah, so the part that's the rifyan is the part of ish sada. And shteita is something very scary, that when a person is not using out his time and his keiches to the full potential, so it's not just a chison that you're not making your potential. It means you're attached in the mahus of ra. You're attached in the klipa of Amalek. That's the ra of the bria. The ra of the bria is not being attached to toiv, not having a chashivas of toiv, a zilzul in the toiv, being an ish sada. So when a person is an ish sada, whether it's quantity wise, whether it's quality wise, it's not a person that is missing a darga. It means he's missing the boat completely. It means he's attached in ra. It means for that 5 minutes he's on the other side of the balance. He's on the other side of the equation. He's on the loim miloim yemas. And it's a gevaldika limut, and it's a gevaldika chizuk. That the shayrish where a person. So I want to say something which I always say to make sure. I'm not talking about extremism. Not too much extremism, the person doesn't take a break, and guy doesn't take care of his own needs. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something much deeper. There's a musik of ish sada. It's a legitimate waste time. What are you doing now? I see Bochum go back to Diri sometimes 10:30, 11 o'clock. They don't go to sleep at 11:05, 11:10, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. What do you do for 2 hours? They hacked around. Shmoozed. I mean, there's a Muslim sitting for hours and talking. That's Ishtar. That's a mitzias. It means when into your life comes a window of doing nothing. Not a negative. I'm not against shmoozing. I like to make a shmooze. I could joke also. You have a shmooze here, you have a shmooze there. But I'm talking about it as part of the schedule. Part of the schedule has a black hole in it. It's called hacking, shmoozing, talking about all the wichtige topics facing mankind from the time of Adam Rishon beforehand until the end of time. In the Deiris, they've dealt with all the issues already. And they have propositions for every problem facing mankind, from nuclear weapons in Iran to Kashrus and Munsi to... I can go on and on and on. There's no end. But all the things have been taken care of. Al tzad hayeser tov. Is the pshat is that's a bechina. Chas v'shalom, person not a molek, person not esav. That's a bechina of isada. That's a bechina of detachment. And a person when he does that is not just wasting his time. He's bringing ra into his life. He's bringing esav into his house. He's bringing the etzah into his house because that's the ikur mohos of what it is. It's a zilzul on toiv. It's a zilzul on what you could be. It's in a zilzul on what you could do with the time. It's a zilzul on both things. It's a zilzul on two creations. It's a zilzul on you, and it's a zilzul on the creation in the Bria called Zman. And a person's playing with fire when a person brings that as a part of his schedule into his life. That's on a small level. Then there's a big level. What is a person here in this world for? Are you here to have a good time? And grada to learn? And grada to do mitzvahs? That's ishsada. That's a lack of chashivas. That means when a person lives with that type of atmosphere, it's a lack of chashivas for the kedusha of what the etzem ahus is. It's not a zayit gezach. It's the etzem battle of Yisroel Zabon and Bekirba. That's what they fought about. The fight of Yisroel Zabon and Bekirba was, what are you doing at 11 o'clock at night? What are you doing on a Matzah Shabbos? What are you doing on a Friday morning? What are you doing on a Friday afternoon? What are you doing 20 years down the road when you have a 2-hour spear? You have a 5-hour spear? What are you doing with your life? What are you here for? Are you ish sodder or not? And the battle between Ish Sada and Ish Tam Yoshev Ha'olim is the Etzem Ahus. Are you attached to Kedusha? You're not attached to Kedusha. Etzem Ahus of what are you? It's the Etzem Ahus of Lo'im Eloim Yamotz. It's the Etzem Bekova Tahiru, the Kova Tameya. It's not a Zayit Gezach. It's the battle of the Bria. And a person always has to know to be on the right side.